Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. Coming to you up here at the headquarters of our two police and military associations in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We are pleased tonight to finally be able to get our brother on, Ted Pike, Pastor Ted Pike, to talk to us about this hate crimes legislation coming up. And some of you out there say, wait a minute, Jack, we already heard about this on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I'm telling you folks, this is a very, very serious issue, and we have listeners listening tonight who listen in on my program that perhaps have missed John Statmiller's program and others. And we need everybody on board with this to call and write their congressmen and senators right away to stop this evil, evil legislation that's going through. So once again, we want to welcome our brother, Reverend Ted Pike, on with us tonight. Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jack.
Thanks for having me. Well, listen, thanks for being duplicit here and coming on Republic Broadcasting Network more than once, because as you know, we have listeners that go to work and come back and they miss good programming that you've been on. And as you know, brother, everybody needs to get involved in this one, because
yes,
it's going to end free speech in America if we don't get involved. Ted, you go ahead and tell us what we're fighting here, would you please?
Yes. Well, the truth of the matter is, Jack, when I was on John Statmiller's program, I was under the impression that if an amendment were attached to another bill, it had to go to conference between the House and Senate to arbitrate,
yeah,
whether that so-called pork or that amendment would be kept on or would be cut off. But I have had a real shocker this last week. I've talked to the judiciary, I've talked to others in the House, and the fact of the matter is that if the language of the hate bill, which was inserted in a children's protection bill, a Children's Safety Act it's called, if that,
yeah,
language of the hate bill is retained and is not changed in the Senate Judiciary Committee where it is right now, then it will not go into conference. It will go directly to the floor of the Senate for a vote, and then on to the President of the United States to become law. Now, this is deeply troubling, because this bill, it's Amendment 2662, has been in the judiciary now for 2 weeks. And there have been two readings on it, so we're getting awfully close to some kind of decision.
I see. Okay, brother, hang on there. We're coming up on our first break. Folks, this is where the rubber meets the road. We've got to get busy on this today, and we've got to end this, because otherwise free speech is gone in America. We'll be right back.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring Them Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringthemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop Jack McGlam. And Brother Ted, we have listeners here. I've just received an email just a few minutes ago. A person that's been listening to me for some time says, what is the hate crime law? Perfect timing, because we must remember we have new listeners out there that probably don't know what you've been telling the people for the last few years. Brother, would you kind of start at the beginning and kind of give us an overview of what we're talking about here?
Yes, I certainly will, Jack.
Okay.
The hate crimes law that we're fighting now in Congress is the same law which the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, who is the author of this legislation, has been trying to establish as the law of the land in the United States for the past 6 years. And what the ADL wants to do is establish a vast federal anti-hate bureaucracy, uniting the prosecution powers, the police powers of the federal government with the local government, with the local precinct, the local police department. They want a complete unity between federal and local, and that's why this is called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. It's actually the Local Law Enforcement Takeover Act. It's an attempt to unite the federal and the local in hate crimes prosecution and civil rights prosecution, so that we have, in essence, a police state. In a police state, you see, you don't have checks and balances along the way, which keeps the commissars in government from being able to tell the local policemen what to do. You have legislatures, you have local attorney generals and so on standing in the way. But the problem is the hate crimes bureaucrats, the ADL people, they have always been frustrated in establishing a police state in the United States because we have states' rights, or at least we have vestiges of states' rights, which say to the government, no, you can't come down at will and enter the Attorney General's office here in Sacramento or in Salem, Oregon, or whatever, because we know how to interpret the Constitution, we know how to enforce the civil rights laws according to our own best discretion. And the local governments in the states traditionally have said, unless there's some kind of egregious violation of federal law, like jury tampering or voter fraud or of crimes involving interstate commerce or even slavery in the states, then the federal government has got to keep its hands out of the states. It's got
right.
to stay
yeah.
out.
Very
and,
true.
And what this bill does, in a word, is it breaks down all of those restrictions to federal intervention in states' rights, and it gives the federal government, with the slightest pretext, the flimsiest pretext, the right to come in and take over a hate crimes prosecution. Now, the reason the ADL wants this breakdown to happen is because the ADL wants to be in the driver's seat. They want to be in control of the definitions,
yeah.
enforcement, and all this from the federal level. They don't want any kind of impediments. And what they really want to do is they want to enforce their twisted definition of hate and hate crimes. And everywhere in the hate crimes bureaucracies, which are being established by ADL and its parent organization, B'nai B'rith International, whether it's Australia, whether it's Sweden, whether it's Canada, there's always a simple definition of hate according to the ADL B'nai B'rith people, and that is that hate equals bias against federally protected groups such as Jews and homosexuals. And so what they're wanting to do is to enforce this simple and yet very twisted definition of hate, which is not found in the Bible, it's not found in the dictionary, but it's the ADL twisted definition designed to make Christians into haters. They want to be able to enforce that uniformly across the country.
Brother, let me tell you something. We didn't realize that our police and military association about 15 years ago ran sideways with the ADL, and we'd never given a second thought to the ADL before, but we published a manual called Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military action plan for ending world government rule. And in there, I had a Jewish man tell me that that was a anti-Semitic manual.
Yes.
And I said, well, what are you talking about? None of us are anti-Semitic. Some of us put it together. We're Jewish, matter of fact. And he says, well, you've mentioned the bankers, the international bankers are in control of the money in the United States, and that's anti-Semitic.
Yes.
And I said, what? And so, brother, I think what you're saying is that somebody else is going to make up and decide on what bias and hate is, and we may be very, very surprised one day. Do you think so?
Well, real power belongs to those who can lay down the definitions for things like
yeah.
love and hate and so on, right and wrong for society. And this is the coveted position which the ADL has obtained since the passage of the Hate Crime Statistics Act in 1990, in which the ADL persuaded Congress to allow them to basically orchestrate the hate crimes prevention agenda in the United States. And so right now the ADL instructs the FBI, it instructs the Justice Department, and it instructs every
yeah.
local police precinct according to its twisted definitions.
Right,
and it seems to be
hate is anything that they or you disagree with them about.
Absolutely, and in fact, B'nai B'rith, ADL, have also persuaded Congress to set up a special Department of Anti-Semitism in the U.S. State Department now.
Unbelievable.
It was voted into law
yeah.
last October and signed by the President. And it has about 14 twisted definitions of anti-Semitism, which make Bible-believing Christians now into anti-Semites.
Yes, yes. I just received across my desk here. I'm looking for it. Here it is right here. One of the chief justices of the International Court of Justice has said now that the Bible has to be banned because it's a racist publication. Brother, the Bible could fall under this hate crime definition, couldn't it?
Well, absolutely. And according to the U.S. State Department, in their 40-page report on global antisemitism that is available at the State Department website, they state very clearly there that to claim, as the New Testament asserts, that the Jewish leaders and the Jewish followers 2,000 years ago killed or had Jesus killed, crucified, that is now considered anti-Semitic, according to ADL and our State Department.
And of course, certainly could fall under the hate legislation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see where that would fall under the hate legislation. Yeah.
Absolutely, because in Canada now it is a hate crime to publicly say that the Jews were responsible for the death of Christ. I have a friend in Toronto, and I asked him what would happen if he went out on the street corner and started telling people that the Jewish leaders 2,000 years ago, a Jewish mob, had Christ crucified. And he said you'd be playing with fire if you did that on the streets of Toronto now, because someone might report you and the police would come and you could be charged. So what is happening now is that, paradoxically, ironically, the Christian evangelical church, having made possible the rise of Israel during the previous century, and in establishing Israel as the number two or three nuclear power in the whole world, now the international evil Jewish leaders of B'nai B'rith are turning on evangelicals and pronouncing them anti-Semites and potential hate criminals. And what this is leading to is Christians also becoming viewed as domestic terrorists or seditionists, because if they are actually anti-Semites and if they criticize matters Jewish, that could be viewed as subverting our unique relationship with Israel in the war on terrorism and weakening Israel, weakening the United States, and that's a seditious act. So what this may be leading to is Christians ultimately being categorized as domestic terrorists who can be prosecuted under the Homeland Security laws.
Well, brother, it looks like that one of the main... as we've studied, our police and military association has studied the ADL after our shocker 15 years ago of being accused of being anti-Semitic by them, as we found out that there's not a more hateful organization and a biased organization in the world than the ADL. And so if they're calling the shots, and some of their main goals is to eliminate any Christian or any criticism of anybody Jewish out there. And there's some Jewish criminals out there. Now, we got some great cops and soldiers that are great Jews, American Jews, but there's some criminal Jews out there. And then also to eliminate, it looks like, the Holy Word of God, because there are ministers right now in Canada and other places being arrested and put in prison for just preaching from the Word of God about sodomy and about homosexuality being an abomination. Isn't that right, Ted?
Well, absolutely. And I got a call a number of months ago from a pastor in northern Saskatchewan who said that just that week he had been in the public square handing out gospel tracts, and a policeman had come and informed him that such so-called proselytizing is now illegal in Canada. It is a hate crime, and if this pastor continued doing that, he would be arrested as a hate criminal. That's where it's coming to. That's the ultimate objective of B'nai B'rith International, is to bring about the persecution of Christians. And we saw that so powerfully revealed last October 10th in Philadelphia, where 11 Christians were arrested under the ADL's Pennsylvania hate law for the hate crime of testifying against homosexuals.
Yes, I remember that very, very well. Well, Brother Ted, hold on just a minute here. Folks, as you can see now, we've done some background on this. This is one of the most serious matters that's confronting us today in this nation. Free speech for those that love God and love freedom is critical, and we may be losing it very soon. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Jack McGlam program. I'm telling you, this has our organizations here of police and soldiers very upset, because we can see the tentacles of reaching out throughout all the nation here, folks, to end the First Amendment, to end our right to speak without being persecuted and prosecuted under this thing. Because it's just beginning when they have just a few things on that, isn't it, Ted? A few of the areas in which they say are going to be hate, it's just beginning. And, Ted, before we start again, we had Brother Alex Jones just call in and want to say a word here. Would you mind if he dropped in with us?
We'd be happy to have Alex on.
Okay. Brother Alex, are you there?
You bet.
Okay.
Jack and Pastor, I was driving along and figured I would just chime in with this. In my film, Road to Tyranny, that we released 3.5 years ago, we have FEMA in Kansas City teaching firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputies. A young firefighter, middle-aged firefighter, shot the video of it and sent it to us, and we've since confirmed we've since learned that it's given all over the country.
Uh-huh.
But FEMA just came right out and said, all Christians are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers are all terrorists. And, I mean, calling George Washington a terrorist. And then we learned in their training manuals, sorry I keep repeating things. Somebody keeps calling and this cell phone keeps clicking. But in their own training manuals, they said that they're going to do drills where homeschoolers are treated as terrorists. And then in Michigan and other areas, it came out in the Associated Press last year, remember where they would have the federally funded drill where they put the fake blood on the elementary students and tell them that the homeschoolers against public school were attacking them and killing them, and men in black masks would scream and aim guns at them?
Yeah.
So that's basically Soviet re-education.
Yeah.
So none of this is a joke. None of this is a game. I've been sent SLAP training and other training manuals that the police are given that the ADL have come up with, and they say basically that everybody is a terrorist who doesn't submit to one world government. The big Harvard newspaper a few months ago came out and said those that believe in a one world government are terrorists. So this is the real deal, and we've seen a move to block everything. I mean, they're trying to force drug, national ID card, Supreme Court ruling that you don't own your private property. I mean, all these things people thought could never happen here, they are happening here, and it's important to call Congress and let them know. But listen, I'm saying right now, if Congress passes that and Bush signs it, I'm not following their law. I'll say whatever I want. No. And at the point a bunch of black ski mask Nazis come and try to take me away, I'm not going to put up with it. You know, that's the line in the sand, gentlemen, and God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, and, you know, Ted, he's absolutely right. People have asked me for years, where's the line in the sand? Shouldn't we have been physically fighting these devils in high places a long time ago? I said, no. I said, as long as we still have, Ted, the First Amendment, where,
yes,
you know, the right to free speech, every single day we're reaching and educating and bringing more people over to the side of God and freedom. But once the First Amendment is gone, we have nowhere else to go but that third box that none of us want to think about, the cartridge box,
yes,
that is left that the Founding Fathers gave us to try,
yes,
to retain any freedom at all.
Yeah,
and
well,
how do you feel about that,
Ted? Well, the time to act is right now, folks.
True.
This evil bill... it's called Amendment 2662, has been inserted inside of a Children's Safety Act, which is H.R. 3121. And now that puts members of Congress in a bind, because what kind of congressman now can vote against the Children's Safety Act?
Right.
Well, it has a poisonous interior. It has a hook inside of it. It's like you go fishing and you put a hook inside of a delicious a worm or whatever, and the fish see the exterior, they see the superficial reality and act accordingly to their own peril. However, what we can do now is we can phone directly to the 9 Republican senators who are part of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Don't waste too much effort on these worst of the worst Democrats who are on the Judiciary Committee, but you can make phone calls, and there's only one number that's needed, and actually you can call that number, and then you can go from one office to the other, relayed in one phone call, and in 10 minutes. People are calling in 10 minutes, and they're getting in touch with 10 offices, 9 offices, I should say, and expressing this simple idea is, please do not vote for the hate bill, Amendment 2662. Please do not vote for the hate amendment 2662. These members of the judiciary will know exactly what you're talking about. Now, the phone number, it's not a toll-free number, but it's a dependable number for getting through to your members of Congress.
Okay, good.
That toll-free, that toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that number for your members of Congress is 202-225-3121. In a minute, I'll just read off quickly the names of these Republican Senate Judiciary members.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Ted. Hold on there, brother. Folks, can you think of anything more serious going on right now than ending our ability to speak and to write and email people the truth? I can't think of it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Brother Ted, about 2 weeks ago, I was sent a piece of literature by a lady who has been single-handedly fighting these very, very evil textbooks for young children in elementary school, Ted, that talks about all kinds and actually shows pictures of all kinds of sexual deviancy and everything. And she's just one, this mother who has taken this on and gotten active. And she's just one to have these books thrown out of her school. So
wonderful.
I'm telling the audience out there, Ted, that we should be of good cheer. We should be excited that we can still win, and we do win when God's people get up and do something instead
Absolutely.
Of sitting back and just complaining about it. You've had tremendous success over the last 6-7 years
yes,
at putting down this hate crime.
Yes,
Ted. Ted, you've done so much all by yourself, but you've got other people riled up to call and write, and we can do it again, can't we, Ted?
That's right. And our National Prayer Network pretty much was the solitary activist force against this hate bill going clear back to the turn of the century. But now we have so many more people who are aware of this and angry about this, enlightened. And together, what we need to do, folks, right now is, again, you take this Congress hotline, which is 202-225-3121. And tomorrow morning, I want you to call these Republican members of the Senate Judiciary. Now, I'm going to give you their names. I'm going to repeat them twice. Make sure your pen and paper are out. I'll repeat them. We might even repeat them at the end of the program again, but it's very important that each one of these members of the Senate Judiciary hear what you are thinking about hate crimes legislation and how you will not stand for us losing our precious First Amendment privileges, as they have done in Canada, under a big federal hate bureaucracy.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
The first senator is Orrin Hatch of Utah. That's Orrin Hatch of Utah. The second is Charles Grassley of Iowa. Charles Grassley. Number three is John Kyle. That's spelled K-Y-L of Arizona. John Kyle, and I should mention that several years ago, John Kyle was one of these feisty Senate Republicans who jumped to his feet and demanded that the Senate consider this hate bill and look into it and even debate it. And Tom Daschle was so frightened by Kyle's aggressiveness that he actually shelved the hate bill for the year. He got rid of it for one full year because he was so terrified that the members of Congress would find out, would actually read this legislation and find out what was inside of it. So
here,
he's a good contact. There's the number four is Mike DeWine. That's spelled like the beverage. What, Mike DeWine of Ohio. And then Jeff Sessions of Alabama. Jeff Sessions. And Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. That's Lindsey Graham. And then John Cornyn, that's of Texas. That's spelled C-O-R-N-Y-N. John Cornyn of Texas. Then Sam Brownback of Kansas. Sam Brownback. And finally, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. That's Tom Coburn. Now, while you're calling your members of these members of the Senate Judiciary, don't forget to call your senators from your states because you have tremendous clout with them.
Yeah.
You can keep them from getting elected next time around, and you might as well tell them there that if you find out that they are going to vote for the hate bill, you will not vote for them a second time around in Congress. So the top priority, you know, this is a perfect example of the old saying, it's time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. This is
Amen.
A time of tremendous peril because Senator Arlen Specter, who has been a top proponent of hate laws going all the way back to 1988 when I saw his name endorsing the Hate Crime Statistic Act, he is the chairman of this Senate Judiciary Committee, and largely at his discretion, he can push through and fast-track legislation that he wants to take care of. And what I'm seeing with the hate crimes agenda is these people move fast. They move faster than the people and the talk show hosts and the populace can keep up with them.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if we are facing imminent passage in the Senate Judiciary of this legislation. Now, there's something else you can do. At my website, which is www.truthtellers.org, that's truthtellers.org, we have a very hard-hitting article there. I should mention we also have a list of these members of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Very
if you
good.
Didn't get these names down, you can go to truthtellers.org, but we have a dynamic two-page article there, which I wrote specifically to communicate to and persuade these members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Download that article, put it on your own website, but send it off and email it to these members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. You have to go through a web form on most of these senators, but that's no problem. Get this email in their hand so at long last, they can get a little practical education on the nuts and bolts of this evil legislation. We have a tremendous ignorance in Congress of what has happened in Canada and Sweden and Australia and other European countries as a result of exactly this kind of education. And also, there's a third thing. If we've got some real go-getters out there,
Maybe this is a little too much for most people, but if we have some real go-getters, you go to the GOP website for your state. And, for example, Idaho would be IdahoGOP.org or TexasGOP.org. You'll find there about 75 or so GOP local leaders, local chairmen of the GOP party in your state with their email addresses just waiting your email.
Good.
Send my PowerPacks two-page article off of truthtellers.org to them. And let me tell you, we're going to stir up a hornet's nest if 75 GOP leaders in every state are now aware of everything that's wrong with this federal hate bill. You see, we can raise a ferment in the Republican Party.
I think, Ted, you've just hit the nail on the head here now, folks. He's saying for exceptional people, and all of our listeners are exceptional people, to go to the GOP website and email these people. All of our listeners are exceptional, Ted, so tell them how to do that again. That is dynamite, what you just said.
That
will get them on their feet, and this is something they're not even aware of, I'll bet you.
Absolutely, and these 75 GOP leaders are not terribly busy. They're going to get this article, they're going to read it, they're going to say, what in the world is happening in Congress that our GOP leaders are actually joining with the Democrats in passing this Antichrist legislation? And what we have to do, you see here, is educate for the long term, because if we lose in the Senate Judiciary Committee, then Specter is going to refer this approved bill to the floor of the Senate, and we've got a fight on our hands there. We've got to get the GOP worked up on the floor of the Senate so we can see some real courage, we can see some real oratory and rhetoric coming from these people, blowing the hate bill out of the water and making a public spectacle out of it. Now, let's say they even do pass the hate bill in the Senate, and there's a good chance of that, because last year the vote was 65 to 33 in favor of the hate bill. Let's say they pass it in the Senate. Then we've got a huge fight to keep the president from signing it. And if we get the Republican leaders all over the country worked up about this hate law, they can communicate to the president and the national Republican leadership and keep the president from signing it into law.
Very good. Very good plan. Very good plan. Now, folks, I want to tell you once again, many, many years. You know this old cop, Jack McLam. 24 years I've been doing this work, and people have asked me for years, police officers, soldiers, when are we going to go march on Congress and take back our nation? When are we going to do this and that? And I've told them, not now. I'm saying to you every day, Ted, you know this. Alex Jones knows this. He says it quite often, that as we still have the First Amendment, we are winning. We are waking up literally hundreds of thousands of people a month that are getting mad and getting hot under the collar and getting busy, getting up as God said. And that's not just saying bad things about how bad it is, but they're actually getting up and doing something as God told us to do, to put feet to your prayers. And that's what we're asking people to do, because we still have the First Amendment. We're able to stop all these things. But if we lose it, folks, you're not going to like what comes next, because we have police officers, soldiers, private citizens that once they can no longer win by awakening our brothers and sisters to the evil that has come over our nation and the controls of the nation, then we have no option left than to go to a resistance that can become violent very quickly. So, folks, this is how serious this is. We must win it, and we must keep freedom of speech if we're going to stop the blood from running in the streets of America. That's how serious it is. I love my brothers and sisters in law enforcement and the military, but I can see the day, Ted, if this passes, when their blood might be shed, and they may be shedding other fellow Americans' blood on the streets, because there is no other option to retain freedom than to fight for it.
Yes.
And now we can fight when there is no blood running in the streets. We can fight by just getting on our email, getting our papers out and writing letters, getting on the phone, and kicking up sand, as we used to say in law enforcement, kicking up sand in the face of the enemy. And we can do it today, tomorrow, folks, and we can win this thing. So, Brother Ted, I'm excited because this is the kind of challenge I love, and I've seen us win it so many times, not just the hate crimes legislation that you've ramrodded for years and years, praise the Lord, brother, but so many other areas we've knocked down the enemy of God and liberty. We've overthrown the devil himself, and we've won in these critical times like today. So
yes.
Tell us again, Brother Ted, what are we going to do tomorrow now? Tell us again what to do, and tell us your website again.
Yes. Tomorrow I want everybody to phone the Capitol hotline, which is 202-225-3121. And again, maybe I should I read again the members of Congress that you're...
Yes, I would do that. I would do that quickly.
Okay.
You don't have to spend as much time because some of them probably have half the name down and then they missed it. So go right ahead, brother.
Yeah. Now, we want you, of course, to also ask for your senators from your state. And even if you don't know your senators from your state, the lady there will take your zip code and immediately she will put you in contact with the offices of those senators. The first member of the Senate Judiciary Committee is Orrin Hatch of Utah, then Charles Grassley of Iowa, John Kyle of Arizona, Mike DeWine of Ohio, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, John Cornyn of Texas, Sam Brownback of Kansas, and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Now, once you have done that, there's more that you can do. You can come to my website at www.truthtellers.org, and you'll find a powerful two-page article there. Take that article, download it, send it out to all your friends, but especially send it to the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Send it to all of these. You'll have to use a web form, but that's no problem. Get that off to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to educate them about the threat of hate crimes legislation. And then finally, as I was just mentioning, go to your Republican website in your state. It would be something like idahogop.org, and you'll find about 75 GOP leaders in your state with their email addresses. Take my two-page article, email that to them, and we will stir up a hornet's nest, I believe, in the next few weeks that will finally shake the upper branches of Congress, which are so insensitive to the real feelings sometimes of the American people.
True. Very true. Yes. Well, brother, that's a good plan of action, and it's doable. All of us can do what you just said. It really wouldn't take that long now that you have your website. I've just gone to your website here. And you have all the information needed there. Brother, do you have those members of the House Judiciary Committee on here, too?
It should be there in the first article.
Okay. I'm looking here. Yeah, there it is right now. I've just paged down two pages, and I'm right at the Senate Judiciary Committee members, folks. So if you missed any of those, please, they've got their addresses. They've got their faxes, web contacts and everything. So please go to truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org, folks, and all the information you need right there. I like what Colonel Bo Greit says, this is your command, your loving command for tomorrow, you know, your loving orders for tomorrow. And
yeah.
So this old cop is telling you, and Reverend Ted Pike's telling you that, folks, this is our orders, our marching orders for tomorrow. Let's get it done.
Yes.
We can stop this. Hallelujah, brother.
And
yeah.
while you're on the website, you might want to preview 7 minutes of my hate laws video. I have a gripping 7 minutes of 82-minute video documentary.
All right.
And you can watch that while you're visiting Truth Tellers, and that can be ordered online. Or if you just like to phone me here with a credit card order, my phone number is Ted Pike at 503-631-3808. That's Ted Pike at 503-631-3808.
this video has played a crucial role in actually stopping passage of the hate bill in Congress in the last several years. It's a dynamic tool for your church, for any age audience, your conservative organization, whatever. But we, folks, we have to get educated on this very devious, underhanded organization, the ADL, and how they are creating these twisted definitions which are going to strip us of our free speech and liberty.
Hey, Brother Ted, would you do this before we end the program here? We just have a few minutes left. Explain to the listeners out there, I can hear some of our brothers Christians' footsteps as they run up and turn off the radio and run away and hide in the closet because we mentioned the ADL and they think we're talking against the Jews.
Yes.
So when we come back, would you tell them we're not talking against the Jews? We're talking about a very evil organization, okay? Would you do that
for us?
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be wrapping up the program, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region while the National Guardsmen are away entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Fast here because I've just laid a big one on the lap of Brother Ted here, and we've only got like 3 minutes left. But Brother Ted, we're not being anti-Semitic. My gosh, we've got thousands and thousands of wonderful Jewish Americans right here in law enforcement and the military working with us, and so we're not anti-Jew. This has nothing to do with that, Brother. Tell us what this is about and why Christians don't have to run from this because they think somehow it's anti-Semitic.
Yes. Well, it's as simple as this. 2,000 years ago, the Pharisees took over control of the Jewish nation, and they persuaded the Jews to reject the guidance of Jesus Christ as their perfect leader. Instead, they said, well, we're going to go with the Pharisees. And so for the last 2,000 years, evil Jewish leadership through the Talmud and Kabbalah and all this kind of thing, and now today with B'nai B'rith International and the ADL, the Jewish people, the flock of Israel, if you will, are still plagued by these evil and oppressive Jewish leaders who are actually antagonizing the world and creating anti-Semitism and bad blood against the Jews in general, you see.
True, very true.
And this is very, very wrong. In fact, there's an Orthodox rabbi out in Seattle, Rabbi Daniel Lapin, who now is warning the Christians. He's warning even Orthodox Jews that the ADL people, ADL B'nai B'rith, whom he calls secular Judaism, are in relentless attack upon evangelical Christians. This is unprecedented. And so, is he anti-Semitic? Am I anti-Semitic? No. We are doing what the greatest prophets and spokesmen of the Old Testament and New did, and that was to criticize the evil Jewish leadership, which is leading the Jewish people astray, causing a bad name to them, and so on, actually creating anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that's right. They create anti-Semitism, and there's organizations with just hundreds of thousands of Jews in it, like Jews Against Zionism, that are rebelling against this hateful religious or atheist leaders, you might say, because most of them are not religious, that are causing anti-Semitism across the world.
I have right in front of here of me an email I got yesterday from a Messianic Jew, and he's full of praises for what I'm doing, because basically I'm doing nothing more than the Hebrew prophets and John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, and that is I have a long-term view of God's ultimate destiny and providence for a remnant of Jews out of this apostasy. But nevertheless, I am not pulling my punches. I'm speaking the whole truth about the evil Jewish establishment which is presiding over world Jewry.
And they're trying to shut down the First Amendment for all of us out here, Christians.
Absolutely.
Where we go to prison if we teach the Word of God, right, Ted?
Absolutely. And so many Jews are actually supporting me, like Rabbi Wiese in New York, Rabbi Lapin in Seattle, and others, saying, I'm doing nothing more than the Hebrew prophets in speaking out against those blind guides, those whited sepulchres, which are even today doing what they did 2,000 years ago and leading the Jewish people astray.
Amen, brother. And they have nothing to do with the Torah at all. Their books actually overshadow and malign the Torah.
Absolutely.
The true Bible. So thank you, Brother Ted. Very good. And very important, folks. We have our marching orders. Me too, tomorrow. I'm going to do this same thing, folks. So join me and join Ted. And God's people can rise up and we can put down this evil hate crimes legislation. Brother Ted, thank you for being with us tonight. And thank you for doing so much for all of us out here. We love you, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Okay, well, wow. Hey, Ted, what's that website again real quick?
Yeah, www.truthtellers.org.
Thank you, brother. Okay, well, folks, that's it for tonight. I hear the music there. Wish it wasn't over, but it is. God willing, we'll be with you tomorrow night. You have a great evening, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the